We used to come home, everybody came home to a hot meal at lunchtime.
Yes, we used to have
that was cooked in the
come back to the home.
Middle of the day. Yes. We'd come from school, we'd go home, and that was the only time, because the children were in different classes and all coming one and two at a time, that was the only time we were allowed to say our grace, our own grace, silently, and I'm sure the kids just went, you know, and sat down. So we'd have our hot meal.
Back to
what sort of things did you have for lunch?
We used to have vegetable and potatoes.
Yeah, always veggies.
Always vegetables.
Meat.
Good meat.
A pudding.
And then we'd always have a sweet.
A milk pudding.
Every day.
Yes,
yeah.
Every day.
Breakfast was usually
good meals.
Lumpy porridge.
Yeah.
Potatoes.
Sometimes burnt.
Two slices of bread. Yes. One you had dripping on.
Right.
And the other was either treacle, syrup or honey. It rotated. And a cup of milk if the cows were yielding well.
Or cocoa.
Oh, we didn't have that privilege. We didn't have that privilege. We had our milk.
That was breakfast.
And that was breakfast. Then lunchtime was usually a hot meal. I can remember it. We had a hot meal. And usually it was meat and veggies, wasn't it? And then we'd have a sweet, you know, usually...
rice custard or
different puddings, but it was good food. No drink in the middle of the day. And then tea at night, we thought it was very early. That was three slices of bread. And after we came back from the mountains, it was a piece of fruit.
Yes.
Before we went up there, we used to get yeast. I don't know why, but fruit.
So the evening meal was basically just
three slices of bread, a cup of milk. And that's not...
Three slices?
Yeah.
One was bread and jam.
No, that's all
but
right
the jam was mixed
a
with
five
milk so that it would go around for no butter.
And when you got to 12...
The jam was mixed with milk and spread on.
It's funny,
I was
But did you get Sunday cake?
Oh, yeah, there was a piece of plain cake.
We got a piece of cake on a Sunday. Yeah. That was Sunday cake.
I used to have to swap that for the fat. I'd give the kids to eat my fat from the meat that I had. But I had to give them... they'd eat my fat for me.
If you gave them Sunday cake.
And I'd give them my Sunday cake. And every second person, we used to get a boil lolly.
Yes.
And I used to pass, I used to have to pass my boil lolly.
Every second week we went to the pitchers. They used to, when we came back from the mountains, they put the pitchers on over here in the sacred hall, and they finished at about 9 o'clock or something, thereabouts, I think it was about half past seven till nine, I think, and because Miss Keats was good to us, we were allowed a biggie when we came home. We were actually allowed a biscuit as long as we cleaned our teeth, and... half a cup of milk for some kids, and if they had a problem, maybe just a little bit in the bottom, you know. But we were allowed that once a fortnight.
I think Miss Peter was rather good to you girls.
The punishment you cut out of the movie straight away.
You didn't get very
much. Go to bed.
So it was a really strict routine, you know, and the same food
you could
was sort of month in, or year in, year out, couldn't you? I mean, I hated Tuesday. Because it was corned beef, cabbage, and macaroni set so thick that even today I would, you know, my sister and I won't eat lumpy porridge. We won't eat anything with a lump, and we both get this.
Wish sing sago rice and macaroni. Sago rice and macaroni.
But we're fed.
Sago rice and macaroni. That's all we.
No,
for sweets or something like that.
No play lunches or afternoon teas or anything like that.
So what was Monday lunch?
I don't remember Monday. I remember the Tuesday. I remember Thursday very well.
What was yours Thursday?
Oh, Miss Keats was on duty then. This is the head matron and the sub-matron who did the cooking was on.
Give that away.
She made us a baked dinner. I think that was Monday.
You used to love tripe.
Thursday's was baked dinner and plum pudding.
Oh,
and Miss Keats went to the trouble of doing that. And then, of course, Christmas pudding, I don't really know the difference. I think it was probably the same recipe, but she'd have a handful of, or a few threepences and sixpences there. Oh. And it probably helped them stir the pudding too, when you think about it.
Well, that was a big
but
deal.
We were all allowed to come in and have a stir of the Christmas pudding and a wish.
For luck.
She did that for us.
I don't think we ever really got what we wished for, but we still loved it, didn't we?
And Sundays were a bit different.
Sunday, we used to have jelly. Remember, we used to have jelly and junket.
Jelly and junket.
Couldn't stand junket. I'd sit there with my plates, and the next girl would say, so under the plate, and you know, your eyes would be looking at you to make sure that you weren't getting any eyes.
Yeah, well, we had to be careful, because if we did seem to do anything wrong, the matron, not to be named, used to stand with a stick and bunch across the elbows if you were doing anything wrong. So you could learn to be quite shifty, actually.
I used to.